Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code IFIVE at checkout. Hello and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 59. This is the show where we gather all the iPhone apps, all the tips, the news, the tricks, and goodies that we possibly can, then flush all but five down the toilet. Are you ready to see what survived? Number one. Do I look a little shinier to you, a little bit more glittery, a little bit, I don't know, golder? Yes, I got my iPhone 5S 64 gig gold model. I have named her Goldie. I love her very much. She's a girl, obviously. We've had a very fun weekend together, and I have a few initial thoughts that I will share with you now. Number one, the gold color is, it really is more of a champagne. I'd even say it's more like a light mocha than anything that really seems gold. But if you put it up next to my old silver iPhone 5S, it does definitely stand out. I definitely had a few people stop me on the street, random people who noticed it, which means I'll probably have to worry twice as much about being robbed at gunpoint because of this, but it is a looker. The camera is incredible. This is more of an iOS 7 note than a hardware note, but I'm finding myself using the native camera app all the time rather than one of my many third-party camera apps because I just love the new camera app in iOS 7 a lot more than I used to. But the 5S itself also has the nicest camera yet, particularly in low light situations. I'm very impressed so far. Last but not least, absolutely not least, Touch ID, the fingerprint scanner, worth every penny. I am not kidding. I am not exaggerating. It is literally worth the $900 I paid for a contract-free phone to use my fingerprints to unlock my phone and also buy apps. I love it so much. I will never go back. Not possible. In fact, this is the future of how all smartphones are going to work, by the way, because it just makes sense. RIP passcodes. I did have a tiny, teeny, tiny bit of trouble unlocking my phone yesterday. I had a sweaty thumb after I had been at the gym. It was pretty intense workout, so it's absolutely not positively foolproof, but in general, works like a charm. Number two, Gabby wrote in and wanted us to give an app called Photosynth a try. Happy to, Gabby. All right, so Photosynth is a panorama photo creation app, but unlike the native panorama app in iOS, it doesn't require a linear left-to-right pan. The native panorama app in iOS is fine, but it is limiting. You kind of got to do this. So in Photosynth, you take a succession of photos all over, basically recreating a sphere of photos. You can sort of overlap. It's really easy to do. It works really well. Within Photosynth, you've basically got a virtual 360 view of anything you like in great detail. Although I've noticed if you export the creation, if you're happy with it, to your camera roll, then you get a flattened image. It doesn't retain the kind of 360 view. So it looks a little melty, a little stretched out. But that actually ends up being kind of cool too in an artsy way. In fact, I took a photo of my living room and the Photosynth dimensions actually make the apartment look a lot cooler than what it actually looks like. I put it on Instagram and everybody was like, wow, sweet place. And I'm like, it's actually a tiny little box, but whatever. Photosynth has a whole social element too, which I haven't really found a big use for, but it's nice to be able to explore other people's panoramas from cool places around the world. The app is free. I love how easy it is to go full photosphere, and I think it's definitely install worthy. Number three, we got an email from Gordon with a nice little duh tip about the hidden secrets of edge swiping in iOS 7. He writes, swiping from the left or right edge in iOS 7 can often do new and unexpected stuff. In mail, if you have a few different mailboxes, swiping right in the inbox steps up to the next level. In iMessage, just touch any white space in the message window, drag left to see each message's timestamp. Cool. I love it, Gordon. In fact, I showed off that iMessage trick on iPad today last week, but it's definitely i5 fodder as well, since we're all text slaves around here. Texts. Or at least I am. Always texting. A lot of text. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by iFixit. You probably know iFixit for their teardowns of devices, but it's also an online community with over 10,000 repair guides for everything, and I mean everything, from your smartphone to your computer, your tablet, your game console, home appliances, even your bike. Just imagine if you've shattered your iPhone screen, you want to save your iPod Classic, you need to swap the battery on your MacBook Air. I've had that happen to me. iFixit has all the parts you'll need to do it, and everything they sell is tested and it's guaranteed. iFixit also makes the most trusted repair tools for consumer electronics. This stuff is awesome, including the ProTech Toolkit. Now, the toolkit is a gold standard, over 70 tools for electronics, like the 54-bit driver kit, right, with 54 standard specialty and security bits. You've got Philips bits for small and large electronics, iPhone and Mac laptops, game consoles and controllers. The Tri-Wing bit is for video game cartridges. Flex extensions for hard-to-reach screws. That's useful for stereo equipment, for PC towers. They've got an anti-static wrist strap that keeps all your devices safe from static discharge. Nylon spudger, metal spudgers, plastic opening tools for prying and scraping, and all the stuff that you need to do when you really want to get in there and fix it yourself. Best of all, only $64.95 and backed by a 1-year warranty. If you're a hobbyist, if you're a DIY fixer, you can use the ProTech Toolkit for things like doorknobs in your house or your eyeglasses or your sink fixtures. It's the great addition to any tool chest in your home. Look no further. Best of all, there are thousands of free iFixit guides to help you put your tools to use. You got the tools, and then you got the guide, so you know what you're doing. Why pay somebody else a bunch of money to repair your electronics? With iFixit, you can fix it yourself. Go to iFixit.com/twit for free step-by-step guides. iFixit also sells every part and tool you'll need. And if you enter the code i5 at checkout, you'll save $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. That's iFixit.com/twit and use the code IFIVE at checkout for $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. And we thank iFixit for their support of i5 for the iPhone. Number 4, Ashutosh writes in to remind us that we've got some handy restriction capabilities now that we all have iOS 7. So, are you getting unwanted phone calls from somebody? I did. The other night, somebody I don't know called me like a million times at 3 a.m. Don't want to hear from them again. I can now add them to my block list. Just go into Settings, Phone, Blocked, enter the number, and you'll never hear from them again. Hooray! But what about specific websites? You can block those too. If you go into Settings, General, Restrictions, then turn on restrictions if they aren't already. Scroll down to Websites, then choose Limit Adult Content, even though this is actually meant for, you know, adult content. You can choose to never allow access to any website from this menu. Maybe you're really trying to get over a Facebook addiction and you don't want to be able to log in. You just want to make it harder on yourself. Or maybe you need to make it a lot harder for you to stalk your ex by blocking your access to their poetry website. I don't know. I don't actually want to know. It's your life. Enjoy your blocking tools. Finally, number 5. Let's finish off this week with an email from Adrian, who lives in the UK, who spells out something that's always bugged me about iOS and has not been fixed with iOS 7. Adrian writes, "For people like me that have 8 different pages of apps, every now and then I'll delete a few apps that I haven't used for some time. This will leave spaces on maybe 3 out of the 8 pages. I then have to move apps from other pages to fill those gaps one by one. That takes time. Do you know of a way where I can press a couple of buttons or adjust in settings and all the pages will sort themselves out and the holes will be auto-filled?" Ah, Adrian, story of my life. I can't stand those little empty slots on any of my apps pages. Can't stand them. I've even found some organization weirdness in iOS 7. For example, if I want to move an app onto my food folder, which is on my home screen, and it's in the lower right corner, I can't because iOS moves the folder off of the page in order to make room for the new app. It's infuriating. Now, the most logical solution for you is to just plug your phone into iTunes on your computer for best app management anytime you want to move stuff around. But I'm not really going to tell you it's all that convenient. It's not for me. I almost never sync that way. Ever since I started using iCloud as my regular backup method, I really never sync to iTunes on my Mac. Hardly ever. But I'm with you, Adrian, here. Why can't we have some sort of arrange apps by date or arrange apps by name in our settings? We deserve it. Okay, before we wrap this thing up, I asked you all last week to send in any stories, good or bad, about your new iPhone. And we got one from Kevin. He writes, I was first in line at my local Apple store in Phoenix, Arizona, and was upset to discover that they had no Verizon Gold iPhone 5Ss. I didn't want one, but my wife did. We ended up settling for two silver phones, but I was definitely surprised that the Apple store only had four gold iPhone 5Ss, and they were all on AT&T. Well, geez, I'd be mad too, especially you were first in line. You cared enough. Sorry, Kevin. That does seem completely weird, especially in a big city like Phoenix. I hope you like your silver anyway. The gold, not really that great. Actually, no, it is. It's really, really great. Hey, ever hear or see of an app or a trick on i5 and you want to go back over it or pass it along to a friend? Just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live and also where you can subscribe to this fine show with the feed of your choice. Or just add our show to your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and I'll see you all right here next week.